That one's mine. Good morning again, everyone.
Excuse me, good morning.
Good morning. So we wanted to take...
Was that incredible?
It really was.
If you want to hear some more Congressman Weldon stories, he's signing books the rest of today and tomorrow. So he's right out front.
Yep.
Oh, you're there. Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
He's not there yet.
Yes. And if you haven't stopped by the registration desk to pick up your badge, that's also where you will get your book. So thank you again very much. We really appreciate it. All right,
let's go.
All right. So we want to take a little time this morning to chat with you all. And I think perhaps a great place to start the chat is, could any of the first-time attendees at conference please stand? All right, let's give these brave souls a round of applause.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for coming and making a decision to come spend time here. It's a cool place. It'll be a cool place this week. Yeah.
So, Alan, you've been coming to conference for many years.
Many.
Yeah. So obviously this is the largest crowd we've had. I'd love to hear your thoughts on just the growth of conference and maybe the organization as a whole.
Yeah. Well, this is my 8th Excellence Conference. This is the 9th. So I missed the first year, missed it by about 6 months. Chief Brugman mentioned that he was at the first one. So my first, I was discussing this with Debbie the other day, and she reminded me we had about 140 people at the first or the second conference, 140, 150, and all the educational sessions were held in one room like this. And so the program was in one room, one location, and presenters would come up and they would do their presentation for an hour and a half, and they would break. People would come and go in one sitting. And so you see where it's grown today. We have an incredible educational lineup for people. What I say are the best and the brightest minds in our profession. And so I'm going to change my word use this morning after a lesson from the ambassador this morning. So thank you, Chief Goss, on that. So I'm going to switch service with profession.
All right. Sounds good. So for those that don't know, we do have record attendance this year, over 420 attendees and 100 plus board commissioners, as well as instructors. Each year when we survey the attendees and we ask them what they liked best about the conference, overwhelmingly it is the instructors. So for those of you that are presenting this week at conference, please stand for a moment.
Yeah, let's recognize. Stand up.
All right, congrats. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for taking time this week to share your energy and wisdom with us. Just as in years past, I'm sure that we will get great reviews based on your performance. So we know that some of you did have some hiccups during the registration process, perhaps with the hotel. We were surprised by the growth, but know that we are already putting things in place to improve and make sure that next year's conference goes off a little bit more seamlessly.
Yeah, and another part of that, of our value statement is to listen more. So we've done quite a bit of that, and based upon feedback sessions we've had with many of you over the last few years, we've developed and put in place a couple of programs. One is the accreditation boot camp, and the other is the credentialing boot camp for first timers. This year we have an extension of that. That's the Accreditation Academy, and that's targeted to currently accredited agencies to help the folks in those agencies keep up to speed, maintain an awareness of the changes in the model, and help to institutionalize the accreditation model within their organizations.
Yep.
It's fun.
And you know, further to the commitment of listening more, over the summer we did a communications preference survey, and a lot of you shared with us, thank you, that your engagement with information is on social media. So we've really been trying to beef that up. Perhaps many of you have noticed a shift. We have here on the screen our platforms that we are active on. We ask that you really do follow us, and we'd love to engage with you both here but also throughout the year on these mediums.
Yeah, and so that communication preference survey was one of the initiatives that we undertook in 2017. Our annual report, you know, captures and reports on all of those. That's our way of reporting back to our community about the things that we've done. So we encourage everyone to go to the website and view the annual report.
Yep.
And so get a really good snapshot of what we've done over the past year.
Yeah, and our annual report spends a little bit of time talking about the core program activities, but also noting some of the strategic initiatives we completed. On the commission side for CFAI, we, between 2016 and 2017 in the US, we were able to add 5 new accredited departments, so going from 234 to 239. Perhaps more impressive is, though, that that represented a 1% increase in the US population that is protected by an accredited department. So an additional 3.2 million people receiving service from one of the most progressively run fire departments. You know, our friends to the north in Canada, they continue to lead. 10% of the Canadian population is protected by a CFAI accredited department. So I think that that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and likewise, the Commission on Professional Credentialing, they're meeting today. Mm-hmm. Well, back in July of last year, they designated their 2,000th officer designee. Right. And so now it's up over 2,100 designees, and so that means over 2,000. That's a big number. Mm-hmm. 2,000 of our peers have used this comprehensive self-assessment model and peer-reviewed model to further their professional development. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yep. And you know, the accomplishments of CFAI CPC and as well as our technical advisor program wouldn't be possible without the tremendous effort and dedication of whether it's our headquarters staff or our staff that works in the field. So at this time, I'd like to formally recognize if any of my staff that works in the office with me in Chantilly, any of our instructors, our reviewers, coordinator, and technical advisor could please stand. They're all off working, maybe.
Oh, there they are.
Oh, there's a few of them. All right. Congratulations. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Yeah, thanks. And in addition to their work in the core program areas, these folks may have seen staff out all across the country last year. And so 25 events, staff visited consortium meetings across the country and industry events across the country. Again, we were that was kind of like our listening tour. And so we heard you, and we're using the things that we've heard to improve programs and services.
Definitely.
And also to ensure we're pursuing that mission of leading the fire and emergency services to excellence. We also took time last year to further our relationship with a number of other strategically aligned organizations, namely the International City and County Management Association, the National Volunteer Fire Council, and IAFC's VCOF section. So we had some discussions about some future initiatives with that, and so pay attention, get engaged with us, and you'll hear more about that in the future.
Absolutely. In 2016, we adopted a 5-year strategic plan. The values and mission statement that you've heard us talking about this morning were adopted as part of that plan. In addition, we identified a series of strategic initiatives to address some critical issues and gaps that, based on feedback that we'd heard from stakeholders, we knew we needed to. So it's a pretty good plan. The plan's also on the website for you all to check out.
Yep, sure. Strat plan's there. And the board heard you. And so you recommended some projects and some initiatives, and the board approved those. And that's a way of keeping our strategic plan alive and growing. And so let's talk about just quickly about a couple of those.
Absolutely. So in August 2017, in an issue of Fire Engineering, we published a supplement featuring articles about accreditation written by members of the CPSC community with topics such as community expectations, risk reduction, data, and outcomes.
Yeah, and we also developed a new course, Nurturing Fire Service Leaders Through Mentoring, and it was based upon the publication of the same name. And this one-day workshop teaches department leaders how to mentor the future leaders within their agency.
Yep. And given that so much of our interaction with you all is over technology, just earlier this year we actually updated our website, so we encourage you all to take a look at that. Many of you may notice that last year in May we rolled out a new online platform, so perhaps you're finding it easier to do some of those transactions you need to do with us online.
Right. And the last one we want to talk about, Debbie actually paid me, Debbie and Reggie paid me to say
they
this.
Did.
But yeah,
it's
the most exciting technology enhancement is the automation of the CPC application. And so for those of you like me who have to go in and try to navigate through this long 40-page arduous application, it's been automated. It will be in an online environment. And tomorrow at a session called CPC Goes Paperless,
yep.
Debbie Sapotka, the program manager, is going to debut that. There she is over there. So make sure you go in to see Debbie. So it's going to make life easier for folks.
I think so, definitely. So, all right. So all in all, you know, 2017 really was a phenomenal year. And as we closed out 17, we really were also focused on what we needed to take on this year. So you're going to hear a lot about it throughout the year. And we look forward to being here next year, or once again, not back in this exact location, but back on stage in a year and sharing with you what all is going on. I just have a few announcements to share with you guys before you all break. I'd like to take a moment actually to thank our exhibitors. You know, they really do provide some great contributions to us. So if any of you all are in the room, any folks from Columbia Southern University, Dark Horse Analytics, Deccan International, EPR Fireworks, Emergency Reporting, ESRI, First Watch, the International Association of Firefighters, Intera, My Sidewalk, the National Fire Protection Association, Power DMS, and the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. Thank you so much for your support of CPSC. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And so our schedule for this morning, for the rest of today at 10:15, the Commission on Fire Accreditation International will be beginning their hearings in Caribbean 6 and 7. That'll be starting at 10:15. I'll actually be moderating a session back in this room at 10 o'clock with some of our city managers, so we hope you'll join us for that. The exhibitors are out in the hall throughout, but we've specifically reserved 11 to 1 today for you to grab a box lunch, spend some time with them, see what great programs they have to offer. And later on back in this general session room from 1 p.m. on, we're going to have some industry updates from representatives from NFPA, IFF, IFC, ISO, and the NFFF. This evening, we have our NFFF fundraiser. The reception will be at 5 p.m. in the Boca Breezeway foyer, and I do believe that the weather's going to hold out.
So say that again. Five times real fast. No, I'm just kidding.
Boca Breezeway foyer. Yes. You know, there's a lot of great prizes that are going to be given out as part of it. The grand prize is actually donated this year by ISO. They're going to be covering travel expenses to Washington, D.C. to attend the CFSI dinner that we actually heard a great lot of things about from Congressman Weldon. As a reminder, you can still buy tickets if you haven't picked them up yet. They are $20, cash only. Purchase your tickets at the registration desk, and we will be doing a 50-50 drawing, but those tickets will only be available at the door. Once we finish up the reception this evening, for those of you that might want to go off-site, we have arranged for a complimentary shuttle. It's going to begin at 6:30 p.m. It's going to take you to the Point Orlando, and the shuttle buses will be leaving every hour from right out front in the convention center. If you have not already done so, but I know that a number have because they've been posting some great photos this morning, download the conference app. Here's all the information you need for that. And it really will make sure that you're getting updates. You can build your own schedule and you can see all those presentations that have been loaded. And lastly, we do have Wi-Fi arranged for all of you. So that is the network name and the password. So with that, thank you so much for being with us here this morning. 10 o'clock back in this room for the city manager panel, and then also 10:15 in 6 and 7 for the hearings. Thank you very much.
All right.